Today's podcast is brought to you by MyExtraIncomeToday.com. Starting your home business part-time is never easy. There are so many factors to consider. How much do I need to invest to make it work? How much of my time is required? Will I be able to make money online on an ongoing basis? Is there a support system that I can turn to when I need help? Get all of the answers you need to take control of your financial future with a genuine, legitimate work-from-home business. MyExtraIncomeToday.com.
Welcome back to my loyal subscribers from all across the world, and this is Alicia, Lucky Lady at Sea, back with another podcast. And today's podcast has been inspired by a quote that I've seen, which goes, "Success is the journey, not the destination." All our lives, we have been working towards success being the destination. If you're in a race, you want to win the race, which is the destination. But running the race, and I think that's what represents true athletes, when they can perform at a high level and enjoy the journey through the performance. And then when they get to somewhere like the Olympics, if they lose, it's disappointing. But because they've enjoyed the journey and they know they've done their best, it's not as disappointing as if you look at it that is the be-all and end-all of everything. So success is the journey, not the destination. And I found for myself, looking back over my career, I found that people look at me and think that, okay, she got promoted pretty quickly. And I started from what would the equivalent be the mailroom job in my organization, and worked my way up to director level in my organization. What I've realized over the years is, I always say that, oh, I get bored easily in a position. Anytime I get into a new position, I usually stay in that position for a year and a half before I start looking for something else. And all this time I've been saying, okay, you know, I get bored easily. I'm looking for the next challenge. And in some respects, it is about looking for the next challenge, but I've always had a vision of where I want to be in my life. And I set that target that, okay, I will be successful when I get to that point. And then when I get to that point and I'm not experiencing the feeling that I thought I would feel when I get there, I start looking for it at the next level. And that's how I pretty much worked my way up through the company quickly. And it wasn't until earlier, I think it was about in October of this year, that I listened to an audio by Jonathan Budd. And he is an incredible human being. Very talented, very driven. I would say his friends would call him psychotic in the way that he goes after what he wants, and he achieves success really, really quickly. And I don't think the average human being can do what he did, but he had a mission that he wanted to accomplish. Sort of sidetracked there, but anyhow, he did a YouTube video. You can go and look up the YouTube video, Jonathan Budd. He mentioned that success is the journey, not the destination. And that's when it clicked for me that all this time that you've been working hard, you've been pushing, you've been making major sacrifices in your life to get to that next level in life, and that next level, you view it as your own personal success, but at the risk of sacrificing everything that is around you at the moment, you go after that one thing, and then when you get there, it's like, huh, I thought it would feel better than this. And that's because you're so focused on the destination. You're not enjoying the journey. It's just like if you're if you're in a bus or you're taking a ride down to the beach, wind your windows down, breathe in the fresh air, enjoy the journey. And then when you get to the destination, you know, it will be all that much better, the feeling that you have when you get to the destination, because you have enjoyed the journey. So that's my thought for today. Success is the journey and not the destination. And all the things that I've been working towards in terms of getting my message out there, getting my business built, I have been focused on the destination. And since listening to that audio, I've taken a step back. And now I am enjoying the journey. I'm looking for points in the journey that gives me pleasure, that makes me feel good, and celebrating every moment that comes my way. Remember, if you have been following me for a while now, you remember one of my podcasts that I did said, "Why does this always happen to me?" I'll admit that I've fallen off the bandwagon a little bit in the last month or so. And I must start that over again. Why does this always happen to me? But if you celebrate every mini milestone that you achieve, then it will make the journey that much more pleasurable. And you're like, "Alicia, what do you mean by celebrate every little milestone?" Okay, this is what I mean. Say, for example, you're in university and you're studying. You think, "Okay, I'll celebrate when I pass my exams." No, you need to start celebrating from the moment you step into the first class. Okay, I made it. I did one class today. Yay, celebrate. Or, you know, you set a target saying, "Okay, I'm going to read 3 chapters. Okay, I read the 3 chapters. Yes, I did it. You know, celebrate along the way. Recognize every little milestone, because all those milestones rolled up into one is your success. It's not necessarily crossing the finish line. It is all those milestones rolled up together. And you can hear that I'm excited about this, because it's been such a mini breakthrough for me that all this time I was focused on the destination, and that's why I've always wanted to get to the next level, because I got to the destination and it didn't feel like what I wanted it to feel like. Now I'm enjoying the journey, and I'm putting every effort in enjoying the journey. So join me and enjoy the journey to success. This is Alicia Lucky Lady at Sea. Thank you for joining me for another podcast, and have a wonderfully fabulous day.